We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
I'm not a Tom Brady hater. I think of him the exact same way the greatest coach of all time thinks of him. Once upon a time, you were awesome. Right now, though, I think I'll roll the dice with a something known as a Stidham.
Dale Arnold.
When you have been a coach's kid, you bring to the table a valuable skill set and experience.
Definitely.
You're not freaked out by it. You've been around it your whole life. There's nothing about it that's too big for you.
Rich Key.
1,000 an hour, so 12,000?
You think you could do a 12,000 push-ups.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
Squirt some goo in your mouth.
Damn, it was my time.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I did notice, by the way, that Pro Football Talk picked up the Ty Law Peyton Manning story, you guys, and told the rest of the world, of course, New England already knew when they listened to the interview, but told the rest of the world that Peyton Manning's out there trying to get Ty Law all liquored up.
That was my favorite part of the interview. Great interview, by the way. You can check it out online. But Ty Law
good
saying
answers.
That Peyton Manning feeding him Mai Tais to pick his brain.
Yeah, but Bill did the same thing. Didn't Bill admit that he like hugged up to Peyton Manning the year
there? Listen, it's smart.
That's what those
but
guys
Ty Law
do.
Wasn't falling for it. And that's why Ty Law was the kryptonite to Peyton Manning. Nobody picked him off more. So he wasn't giving him any secrets, but not for a lack of trying.
And
know?
I bring up Ty Law because somebody came rocking a very beautiful jersey today.
That's right. I got the old throwback red Ty Law jersey in honor of his appearance on the show this week. Actually, my new best friend, Ty Law.
Because he's bringing you liquor.
Yeah, he invited himself over for some vodka once this all clears up. So I'm looking forward to whenever that is.
It's not going
to
happen, you know.
You don't think it's ever going to clear up?
Oh, yes. No, it'll clear up. He's not coming.
Oh, you think he was lying about that?
No, I've texted with him. He's dead serious.
It was April.
Hey, I know that's right. Well, check this out, guys. Hey, when you come back on live, let me come on and say, I'm going to bring y'all some of this B1 vodka I got, all right?
Yes.
This is my new vodka. I'm going to bring it. We're going to drink on set.
Yes.
Okay. Talk a bunch of shit.
Okay. Yeah, so
wait, he has his own vodka now, too?
Yeah.
Does anybody not have their own vodka?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
I think I'd be more of a tequila guy, maybe. But either way, I'm open for whatever. You know, I'm good with whatever. But he was adamant about that. And so I will say whenever he wants, open invitation for Ty Law.
In fact, you can come in every week if you want.
Yeah, if he wants.
Bring the vodka in. Yeah. We'll have he liquored up Thursday or something.
He can take Andy's spot on Friday. If he just
Thirsty
wants to,
Thursday.
Thirsty Thursdays with Ty Law.
Well done, Shime.
You magnificent son of a gun. All right.
So I've checked the Dale and Keefe Twitter account, and I saw the Rich Keefe sweet, sweet Ty Law throwback jersey. I have not seen what Andy Hart came rocking today.
Yeah, neither have I.
Do you want to know why?
Neither have I.
Oh, he didn't bring it?
Yeah, he's a coward.
Not pretty sure I'm not a coward after I wore four separate jerseys last week.
Yeah, he kind of
don't say it.
I don't think I can say the phrase, but
nope.
He kind of emptied the chamber last
yes.
week.
Dale,
wore four
I forgot.
Jerseys last week, and Andy Hart forgot.
You know I'm an idiot. No. You know I need to be reminded, yeah. And nobody
Andy might
reminded
be the
me.
Most forgetful person I've ever met.
Yes. Our two great producers wore two horrible jerseys today, and we can maybe put it to a vote.
Mine was apropos.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Wow.
Which jersey do you think is worse? This is for you at home sitting there. Chris Scheim is wearing a Stephen Ridley blue Patriots jersey.
Stephen Ridley.
He did have a 1,200-yard season.
Yes.
Yeah. Also fumbled all the time.
Hey, easy.
And
every time he touched the ball.
John Anderson is wearing a Kansas City Chiefs Matt Cassel white number 7 jersey.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think there's a clear winner.
And
here.
Oh,
wait,
by the way,
yeah. Keep going.
Sean's also the winner because he bought the Ridley for $13.
$12. Nice.
$12.
Sean's also the winner because his fits. And Anderson's is for a 7-year-old boy.
It's medium.
It is.
It's a little tight on the chest, but otherwise it fits fine.
You're not a big guy, and it's awkwardly tight.
It is tricky. Football jerseys, it's rare to find one that fits. People are usually either swimming in it because they're like, oh, give me the double XL. It's like, you don't need the double XL. You're not wearing shoulder pads. You don't need
it. My pad's going to fit underneath. Or over the helmet.
In this case, you're wearing one for a child, in John's case.
His is like after offensive linemen put the double back tape on so nobody can grab them.
Tony Baselli.
His looks like.
Tony Baselli jersey.
Well, they've got to tweet those out on the Dale and Keith Twitter
account. Yeah, we'll get a photo.
I haven't seen them yet.
We'll keep those guys 6 feet apart, and we'll put out a photo of those
two. I do have my Pawtucket Red Sox fighting Quahog.
Not a jersey. Not a jersey. It's not T-shirt day. It's jersey day.
Every
day
is T-shirt
day. I even had a second jersey that I offered Andy to wear, and he refuses.
Yeah, Sean brought a backup for some reason.
I refuse.
Had one in my backpack.
Refuse to wear that blonde fraud's jersey.
Clay Matthews?
It's a great jersey.
Clay Matthews Packers jersey is what Sean brought.
That's when he was great.
In his bag.
Yeah, he just walked around.
He's got a spare jersey.
Maybe I wanted to pull an Andy Hart this week, wear two different jerseys instead of just one.
Maybe at high noon, you'll switcheroo.
Maybe a little switcheroo.
I think you guys are being disrespectful to the Ridley jersey.
It's not bad.
No, he had a really good hometown team.
He did. He had a really nice season.
So our friend Dice on Twitter said, somehow Jumbo Hart has better jerseys than either Shime Time or John W.
That's just hurtful.
Well, now, I have to admit there was an emotional tug to mine, and it's why I brought it out today. I literally have not worn it since 2013, and I only wore it one time then, about a month and a half after Sandy Hook. We had the kids from Newtown High School on set at a Bruins game on Nesson, and they presented me with one of their Newtown High School hockey jerseys, which I was proud to wear on set that night, but literally have not worn it since and will probably not wear it again after today. That one means too much. Don't want to take a chance.
Do you have that one hanging up somewhere? Where do you have it? Yeah.
I didn't mount it on a wall yet, but it was literally in the very back of my closet, so nothing bad could happen to it.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
But it was I was happy to get it out for today.
Mm-hmm.
Because unlike Andy Hart, I took seriously what we do as a show.
Right. We say Jersey Friday, we mean Jersey Friday.
I would have had somebody told me.
We told you last week. We said we'll run it back next week.
You know 7 days is
that's a good point.
Out the back end of the brain.
Put a little reminder in your phone. Every Thursday night, you get a little ding. It says lay out your jersey for the next day. You can put it on the couch or something.
And he shows up every Friday. Doesn't need to be reminded that he's in the building, but needs
you
to be reminded about
you send me an email every Thursday reminding me to be here.
And the email this
did
week
not
said
have Jersey Day on Thursday
jersey
night.
Day. How did jersey you, Day on the email.
Friday morning it said that.
How did
jersey
you even
day.
Know it was Friday?
After I left.
How do you guys tell that it's even Friday?
Well, it is difficult
these
days.
I can't.
Andy Hart shows up to work.
I work from home. Dale, I'm going to give you an example of something I shared with these guys, a little quick story.
Okay.
Quick Andy's Tales.
That doesn't make any sense.
Don't ever do that again.
That I was doing something for the website yesterday on draft running backs for the Patriots, blah, blah, blah. And I just did a quick Google, Patriots draft prospects running back. The first story that popped up from Patriots.com from a year ago listed the top 5 candidates for the Patriots to draft at the running back position. And number one on the list was Damian Harris. So I clicked on it.
How about that?
Good
read
call,
it.
Huh? Yeah. Too bad he could never play.
Yeah. It was a great call. And
was
you know who made that call?
Did they take him?
I made that call. And it was genuinely new information to me. I had absolutely no memory of ever writing that and getting that right. And normally
Were you blackout drunk when you wrote it?
Potentially. But you know me being a bit of a self-promoting braggart.
Yeah,
I'm
you would
stunned
think you would
have
remembered
that I haven't talked about that more.
So you've been right about even more things that
yeah,
you can remember.
Yeah, I just forget to talk
Chances
about them.
Yeah. What? Do you think he plays this year?
I would hope so.
Let's say he better.
I don't know.
Yet another booted away draft by the Patriots.
I know you guys had Tom Curran on earlier in the week, and he had a theory that Brian Hoyer could be the opening day starter.
That's why I think
if I had a vomit sound effect, I'd use it now.
You can do it. You try some. You're no Frank Caliendo, but
but his theory was you're going to run the ball and play defense. If you're going to run the ball, you sucked running the ball last year with Sony. Can we try running the ball maybe a little bit better with an Alabama running back this year? Who
Please,
I don't know.
Vomit some more.
Shared time with Josh Jacobs, who did a fine job in Oakland.
I think, and based on your receivers, you may have some different formations this year with a lot of two back. I don't know. Maybe even three back sets, like James White, Amin Harris. And
Vital or whatever the fullbacks.
And I wondered this all season long. We all did. In all seriousness, why do you think they didn't play him?
So I have a couple of theories.
One, he can't play.
Well, No, I don't think that.
I don't either.
I think that, you know, the guys you had in front of them, you know, so Sony Michel was your first round pick, and the year before had a good end of the year and a really good playoffs. And Andy Hart actually might have brought this up during the season. If you start playing Harris over Michel, like, have you kind of lost Michel?
Yes.
And how much of the issues with Michel were, you know, Marshall Newhouse, Ted Karras, and the offensive line, and how much of it was on Sony Michel? So you weren't ready to make that switch. Plus, James White was always going to have the James White role. And then some of the other guys, like Brandon Bolden, play special teams and are always going to be active. And Harris ended up just being the kind of odd man out. And when we talked to James White every Monday during the season, occasionally we'd bring up Damian Harris, and White's like, yeah, I even told him this was basically like my rookie year. And look how good White ended up being, and he barely played his as a rookie.
Yeah, I do think it was a numbers game, the lack of necessarily need or ability to contribute on special teams. It just didn't play. And I do think if you suddenly, and because of that, Sony Michel doesn't really play on special teams either. So if you activate Harris, are you making Sony Michel inactive, a healthy scratch?
And we know how they love their special teamers.
So I think it, the only, I do believe in that theory. That's why I promoted it back then and still sort of stick with it now. But the only thing that, he got off to kind of a slow start in camp too.
Harris?
Yeah. At one point he had a hand injury, but he also just didn't seem, there were days I'd be like, how come they're not giving him the ball?
In these?
And it
he
was
carried
almost,
the ball four times.
Oh, yeah. And that was only,
season.
If you remember, that was
garbage
only because Sony Michel got,
too, right?
And even then, Sony Michel was in the game and got like bent backwards weirdly and had to come out for a couple plays. And immediately it was third and long, and Harris had like 14 yards on third and 15.
But what was really damning was there was a couple of games that Rex Burkhead was inactive, and so was Damon Harris.
Right.
You're like, well, wait a minute. You're freeing up a running back spot. Why wouldn't you put in another running back?
But I think in that case, they saw Brandon Bolden as bumping up to the Rex Burkhead role.
They did, clearly.
And then
he had a
somebody
nice
else
games.
Is the special team guy that comes on, you know, some linebacker you wouldn't think of, Shalik Calhoun or whoever the hell it is. But I just, it would,
I'm not writing him off, though.
You can't.
I'm not writing him off.
Given their history, as James White points out, with running backs.
Here you go. Who do you think will have a better second season, N'Keal Harry or Damian Harris?
Give me
N'Keal Harry.
I'm sorry. So you say
Damian Harris.
Did you see, was it the NFL put out a tweet, and it was like they had one of those things where they have like the graphics and it's just like to get people talking, and they say, which second year or sophomore receiver will have the best season? And they had little graphics or images of six or seven different guys, and none of them were N'Keal Harry.
And all of whom had done more as a rookie.
All of them did. And only
he didn't deserve to be on that graphic.
Only one was drafted ahead of him.
Right. But he, well, only one could be.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a second receiver.
I said Hollywood Brown.
He didn't deserve to be on there. What reason did he give you to believe compared to Hollywood Brown or DK Metcalf or any of those guys? That everybody was, you know, Debo Samuel, I think, was one of them. I forget all
Debo
six.
Debo Samuel, Terry McLaurin, DK Metcalf, you said. It was like five or six guys.
But they were all more productive than him. They were all good players as rookies.
They were.
So their year two jump starts from good to maybe great to maybe Pro Bowl type player.
Oh,
his
yeah.
year two jump would be from
just a play?
100 catches?
I think
no,
be
he
the
had
play.
A couple plays. Don't be.
He
ended up going
a couple.
That
no,
was
no, no,
what
no.
he actually was known for, like two plays.
No, I mean two play. He missed half the season.
Oh,
I'm saying if he's healthy, that's the first kind of step.
But I have
for
no
him.
Confidence in him.
No.
And you also.
Oh, A.J. Brown was clearly one of the guys, too.
Yes.
Did you mention him?
I thought of him. I didn't mention him.
So, yeah, he was
works.
Great.
I sent it out telepathically.
I think you did. I think people heard you through the radio. That's what they heard.
But also, you have to tie into, is he set up to have a nice year two jump with
Hoyer or Stidham?
Hoyer or Stidham as the quarterback, no tight ends, and aging Julian Edelman. Like, is
what
he
if they
ready?
Trade Edelman?
Is he set up to have a year? Like, is that going to help him if he's now getting doubled as the best receiver?
No,
wouldn't
but
he
I,
then be the best receiver?
But I think you have
you
a
like
year.
The new guy.
Huh?
You like the new guy, Bird, right?
Oh, I love Demeter. Yeah, he's going to be great. But I also think Harry's.
You just like saying the name.
If Harry's.
It's not his name. That's the best part.
If Harry is healthy, he's going to play. It's going to be like the year. Was Aaron. No, no, no. You know what I'm saying? Like,
quite a vote of confidence there.
That's it.
If our
well,
first round pick is healthy, he's going to
so
play.
Aaron Dobson had. For the Patriots, pretty good rookie numbers.
Yeah.
Was he a good rookie? No. But there was not a lot of other guys to throw to.
Right.
So I feel like Harry could end up doing something like that at the very least.
We'll see. Or he could turn slants into interceptions.
He could.
For Brian Hoyer.
He absolutely could.
We wrap up Brady Week here on our portion of sports radio with our draft. We are going to do a skill position draft of all of the best skill position players of the Tom Brady era. And I just want to see which one of us takes Jermaine Wiggins in the first round.
Well, Wiggy's not part of the draft.
Won't be me.
It won't be Wiggy. N'Keal Harry, spoiler alert, will not be selected.
No.
Either
will
Damian Harris, spoiler alert, will not be selected.
How do you know? Excited. Who will? How do you know he's not selected?
Who won't?
Maybe Damian I think Damian Harris is really good in a theoretical way.
Yeah, well, then you won't win the fan vote, which will come out later on.
I'm very excited.
Have a fan vote to see who has the best draft.
I know. You stole this whole thing from Mud at Night. We'll do it every week when I'm on Mud at Night.
Oh, yeah, he invented drafts. Good call.
Well,
yeah,
no, we do a draft, and then we put it on a poll. You're doing the exact same thing at the station. You stole the bit from Mutt, and he's not happy.
Stole the bit from Mutt?
Can you explain the draft?
He called me in a panic the other day because he's like, oh, what am I going to do now? You guys have drafted stuff.
Even though this idea was established like 2 weeks ago, it was in emails to everybody that works at this station.
Oh, by the way, Davey Eyeballs and I were doing dork drafts like 5 years ago, so let's not go crazy about
I did a draft in like 2007.
That's not at the...
The NFL did a draft in 1971.
I do fantasy drafts every summer.
My great-grandfather was in the draft.
Do any of those work at this station and do shows and do bits?
My dad just missed out on the draft. Vietnam.
So that's coming up at 12:30 today. At 12:12 today, get it? 12.
See what you did there.
12.
Make a wish.
We will give you the opportunity to win an autographed Tom Brady jersey. And what you have to listen for is... That'll be at about 12:12 today. We'll tell you the code word to send in and give you the chance to win it because we wrap up Tom Brady week this week. And when we come back in just a couple of minutes, as soon as we get an award-winning Trending Now, moments from now, we're going to talk about how Robert Kraft is messing with the minds of New York football fans. I mean, in a major way, and good for him for doing it. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. A bunch of other things that we're going to get to throughout the course of the day today. There are mock drafts aplenty out there. People, you know, trying to suggest that there's a particular quarterback who the Patriots might love at number 23 in the first round.
I see what you did there. Look at that age-old professional.
Saying what it is. So we'll get to that as well. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart on two-thirds of Jersey Day. But right now, we got a trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dale and Keith.
Let's get back
with Andy Hart
on Sports Radio WEEI.
On WEEI.
Jonathan, honestly, we can't thank you and your dad and your family enough for answering the call and helping make us make this happen. And for the many, many dedicated frontline workers across this state who are battling COVID-19 on behalf of the people of Massachusetts every single day, this gear will make an enormous difference.
Governor Charlie Baker yesterday at Logan Airport after the arrival of Aircraft One, one of the two Patriots airplanes that had gone to China and had picked up, you know, 1.4 million N95 masks and delivered them. Now, what the Krafts have done, and I saw Robert Kraft on CNN last night, he bought 300,000 of them himself. Well, the Kraft family bought 300,000 of them. They're on a giant 18-wheeler with the giant Patriots logo emblazoned on the side of it, literally driving to New York City as we speak. Left Gillette Stadium about an hour and a half or so ago. They've dropped off some in Rhode Island, and they're on their way to New York City. Mark Cannizzaro writing in today's New York Post, the headline is, Robert Kraft's coronavirus generosity makes him New York family forever. And he basically says, at this point, you cannot say anything bad about Robert Kraft ever again if you're a Jets or a Giants fan.
Yeah, I think most people kind of understand this is a bigger issue. Or it's the old, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And right now, everybody's enemy is the coronavirus. So yep. If anybody is helping out on that, it doesn't matter. Like, it's so beyond sports right now. So if Robert Kraft is able to do this, and, you know, Jonathan Kraft talked about all the different, you know, hoops they had to jump through in order to pull this thing off, but they did. They got over to China, quick turnaround, or as quick as possible turnaround, and now distributing these masks when it seems like that's been just such an issue, and maybe even an unnecessary issue, like the lack of masks. I mean,
well, the latest ridiculous is we're shipping, other countries are buying masks from warehouses and companies in the U.S. They're being shipped out of the country, and now we have to send a plane to China to bring masks.
Because we have this great shortage.
Back
it's very frustrating, but the Krafts obviously did a great
stepping
thing.
Stepping up.
Yeah, and they did.
I mean, I think we've seen maybe examples, even on other sports teams in this town, of not necessarily stepping up and doing the right thing in the time of need. And so far, we've seen Robert Kraft and the Patriots. We had a Bill Belichick and other coaches PSA, sort of asking people to, you know, do the right thing, make good decisions right now. They gave away, I want to say, 1.4 million meals to veterans, military families, and now they go and get masks. And not only do they get them, but they send them where they're most needed, to New York, the home of their two of their biggest rivals, their division rival and the team that knocked them off in the Super Bowl twice. And it is pretty cool when you see things like this. And I don't think it should go unnoticed. I mean, if we're going to about teams doing the wrong thing, then we should certainly praise the teams that do the right thing.
100%. And yet, I'll bring up Jemele Hill. Who tweeted out, she linked to the Globe tweet that said the Kraft family used the Patriots team plane to shuttle 1.7 million N95 masks from China to Boston. Jemele Hill linked to that tweet and added on her own, quote, "This is where I remind people that Robert Kraft is friends with Donald Trump and gave to his campaign. It's incredible the Kraft family is doing this, but hope they understand their money helped empower their friend."
Yeah,
we can't even give credit where credit is due. We have to take what is a very obvious political shot here on this occasion.
Like, the one part in there where it's like, it's incredible that he's doing it. Leave it at that.
Yep,
leave it at that for right now. You don't have to love Kraft. Nobody's telling you need to love Trump. But this, so should Kraft have not have done this? Because Kraft 4 years ago gave money to Donald Trump for his campaign and, you know, maybe helped him win. So he should have sat back and not got these masks? Like, is that what you're saying? Like, he shouldn't have got these masks, or he doesn't get credit for taking these masks because of who his friend was?
And she's
like,
directly,
that's just so short-sighted.
Directly contradicting the comments from the man himself, Robert Kraft, who talked a lot about that he basically had to ask Charlie Baker, you know, are you okay with me taking 300,000 of these, shipping them to New York.
I'll pay for, by the way.
Right, that I'll pay for, but a Republican governor to a Democratic governor from Boston to New York, he mentions, and, you know, his reputation is a guy that sort of bridges divides. You know, the greatest example being the 2011 CBA,
where
there was the lockout, and he comes in, and everybody, Jeff Saturday, the players say, probably wouldn't have come together had it not been for Robert Kraft. He brought them together, and he's trying to do it here, where he brings together maybe political opposites a little bit, at least parties differentiation. And
Baker's Republican.
And Cuomo's a Democrat, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Trump. Sorry.
So,
sorry.
You know, he's throwing, you know, sort of just throw that out the window. Let's do the right thing for the people that need it the most.
Right.
And then she has to sort of try to undercut that. And again, get it back to partisan politics and the usual mudslinging that I actually think is fine when we're not in a pandemic, when we're not in tragedy.
Sure, right,
but
right.
For now, how about squash that?
I know.
Let me just play you what Robert Kraft said last night, because he was on, I think, MSNBC at one point, but I happened to see him on CNN when he was on with Anderson Cooper and Dr. Gupta and Governor Andrew Cuomo. And here's what Robert Kraft said about why he was doing what he was doing.
So I wound up speaking to the governor of Massachusetts and said, would he allow us to give 300,000 of the masks to the people of New York City? And he immediately, Governor Baker, said yes. And I think that's so cool that a Republican governor wanted to do whatever he could to work with a Democratic governor in Cuomo. And in this time, this transcends politics and brings everything together. I personally have a deep affection for all the citizens of New York City. And in a way, I just thought it might be cool if the owner of the New England Patriots is doing whatever he can to help Jets and Giants fans have better health.
I mean, it really is a good point when you're talking about, you know, if Republicans and Democrats, and then to the lower level, like this entertainment that is sports, guess what? Red Sox and Yankee fans, we're all in this together. Like Giants, right. Jets, Patriots, we're all in this together. And that's why I think it's ridiculous when so many people, and Jemele Hill's certainly not alone, but so many people are trying to find, like, point for my party, point against your party. Like, really? Like, right now, with all right. that's going on, like, you're still worried about that? And, like, so those people will just never change.
And
like,
that's
just, like, if you're staring at that during the face of a pandemic, then, you know, I don't think you can be helped.
We all talk about sports hate as a thing. Like,
right.
you hate LeBron James
right.
as much as
right.
anybody.
Right.
Sure.
But that's sports hate.
Right. I don't want him to get the coronavirus.
Right.
No.
And then there's also political hate, which I'm okay with in regular times, that there are Republicans, there are Democrats,
sure.
there are conservatives,
people are passionate
liberals.
About it. I got it.
But right yeah. now, like, do Come we on. Need to have it turn into, because Jemele Hill, it seems like real hate. It's not even the political hate. You in this time, right. you're continuing it and making it just true hate at a yeah. time where, not to be a cliche, but like, there's no room for hate right now. We need more than that, as Mr. Kraft
but
said.
But it's
Come
also,
together.
Too, it's a shot at, like, Jemele Hill clearly hates Trump so much, and she's not alone, but she hates him so much that even when a friend of his does something
right.
good, it's like, hey, let's not forget that he's friends with him. He's friends
so
with the
So don't accept the masks.
The so yeah,
like, is that what she's saying? Don't
I think so. Keep the
Cuomo.
Grounded.
Don't forget. Don't take those masks.
Those are dirty
coming
masks
from a bad
yeah,
place.
They're dirty masks.
Like, what are you doing?
You kind of need the masks.
Yes. Guys,
and everybody out there, what I get a lot of on my Twitter feed is, hey, stick to sports. No. No, and if that's what your comment is, here's an idea. There's a button on your Twitter feed that allows you to unfollow somebody. Use it, because we all are concerned about things bigger than sports right now. Robert Kraft was concerned about something bigger than sports. He saw a need. The governor of Massachusetts said, we've got these masks. We can't figure out how to get them here. Can you help us? And the Kraft family said, yes, we'll help. And it was Robert Kraft who then said, can I buy 300,000 of the masks and help the people of New York? Now, that's not sports. It's Robert Kraft and it's the Patriots playing. It's not sports.
Plus, Dale, there are no sports to stick to right now.
Not a ton going
right.
on.
Shut up and dribble.
So,
as it relates to sports.
And you make a good point, Dale. Like, we always talk about, you see celebrities or even media people, they mute or block people. If you really don't like what Dale Arnold has to say about any of this, mute him. Block him. You don't have to see what he
yeah,
says.
It's pretty easy
not
to
only
avoid.
Do you not have to follow him,
yeah.
you can mute it or block it so yeah. you don't even accidentally see it.
But listen to us on
yes.
please.
On radio.com yeah. or on 937.
I did take the opportunity late last night to openly mock the governor of the great state of Georgia.
Yes.
Georgia Governor Kemp, who said he just recently learned asymptomatic people could transmit the coronavirus. He said, quote, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours.
And he used the, to his credit, he said it's a game changer.
Oh, and, is it ever?
Yeah, right.
He understands it's a big deal.
It's a game changer.
So as I pointed out on Twitter, it will be life-changing when the internet and television come to Georgia.
I have no, how is that even possible?
I have no
that
idea.
That he didn't know that.
I have no idea.
Like, I can't.
Is that just his excuse
and
for
who's
not
we?
Moving?
Is that because I feel like he's saying I.
Yeah, no, but is that his excuse for not acting quicker, which just makes you look worse? But you have to come up with some reason for, like, what's the delay? You look around the country at what these different states are doing. And as I said yesterday on the show, didn't he realize that, you know, the Atlanta Hawks were no longer playing games and that the Atlanta Braves season had not started? Is there a reason for that, perhaps?
And as we pointed out yesterday, Rich, when we mentioned this, he could have held this press conference right down the street in front of the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, CDC is right there.
Which is in Atlanta, Georgia.
Correct.
Like, does he not, you know, I don't get a morning briefing, something?
Like, yeah, like, I don't
want... Or even, I don't know, open a newspaper, as Dale said, a website, watch a TV show.
Like, we already have way too many people
isn't CNN right there?
Unemployed, but this guy...
Isn't it CNN Center?
Like, CNN's right there, yep, right in Atlanta.
So he has the CDC.
Yep, CNN.
CNN.
Yep. Turner Field.
I know we throw impeachment around a little bit, and I don't even know if that's the proper term for a governor.
Yeah, he
but,
needs to maybe step down.
I got to think maybe you could do better.
Yeah. I'm guessing he didn't sell his stocks off like so many of the other people did because he had no idea. Or, he didn't really understand what the briefing meant.
Or buy them. You see, the latest little scandal is Pelosi's husband was just rocking all the digital stocks,
like Zoom
the internet
and everything.
Stocks. I don't know the specifics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, he was buying them like 1.5 million at a time, a million. Where is all this money coming
from?
To
me, it's a red flag.
It seems to be a bit of a red flag.
It's a red flag for me.
I would go out on a limb and say, maybe you might be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you hear these people say, oh, no, I want this, a complete investigation. I am completely clean. They'll be saying that as they take them out of the Capitol building with a raincoat over their head in handcuffs.
Yep, the hoodie pulled down.
Well, that too. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Andy Hart. Oh, I saw the tweet, by the way. I saw the Matt Cassel and Stephen Ridley jerseys from the guys.
Horrible. Well.
The Cassel jersey does seem a trifle snug, John. Just saying.
He likes a tight fit. The sleeves look fine, though. It's probably because I have no muscles on my arms, though.
John likes a tight fit.
Yeah, it's a little short. Like, if you reach above your head, we're going to see things we don't need to see.
Jersey going to rip.
And you're no way you're getting your Pop Warner pads under there, kid.
No. No chance.
And on the other hand, Shine's jersey seems a trifle larger than it needs to be.
He's a trifle larger, too.
Yeah, how dare you, Dale?
Dale, I'm a large individual.
Jeez. Yeah, come on.
Well, his, on the other hand, you could put your pads on, Shime, if you want to.
Shime wears
I said, got it off a clearance rack.
Shime actually wears it as a nightshirt when he goes home. Takes his pants off.
I need to. It makes me feel comfortable, warm inside, knowing that I have a player's jersey
on. No shirt
on.
Underneath.
That is nice.
So you can little side.
Feel the mesh against my body.
D-minus.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andy Hart is in with Dale and Keefe every Friday on WEEI.
We have a live sporting event to watch this weekend. In fact, we have two nights of a live sporting event to watch if we so choose.
Well,
yeah, you're going to watch it. Who's watching WrestleMania? I actually really want to know because I normally watch it. When I was a kid, of course, I loved it.
And then back then.
Even as an adult, I'll watch WrestleMania and I'll watch the Royal Rumble and then, you know, the occasional match if somebody tells me it's great in between. But this is so weird because one of the things I like about wrestling is the crowd reactions and like the crowd going nuts and then like the heel yelling at the crowd and... Like, some of those matches are so good because the crowd's so invested. And so now you don't have that at all. And they're splitting it up over two nights, which seems like a ridiculous decision.
And Gronk is hosting both nights.
And Gronk, so for us now, maybe that's my answer
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, you got to watch it. It's part of your job, now. And then you can write it off.
It's a write-off. Write off what?
Don't you also, I mean, let's be honest, isn't it sort of like, you know, the car accident on the Mass Pike with Gronk? Because aren't you, I'll speak for myself, I'm expecting it to be horrific.
But, well, Dale, it's taped.
Yes, and it's edited.
Oh, I know. No, I know it's taped.
So they can fix it. They
so if he really screws up, they right. won't leave that in.
They could, and they could redo it.
I don't mean that he really screws up. He's just so awkward
yeah,
and
no,
uncomfortable
it'll be awkward.
Looking.
Yeah. No, it'll be awkward no matter what, but you're not going to see him be like, line?
Yeah.
Like looking at it. Like it's, but it's just really odd. But it's something to bet on, so maybe Shime, that's well, good news for him.
Now, I wonder about that, because yeah. there yeah. are sites where you can bet on, you know, what's going to happen in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The difference here, well, A, normally it's scripted anyway, you goof. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But in this case, these matches have all been taped already.
So right. there are a lot of reality shows. Now, I guess more of them now are closer to live than others. But for a long time, like Survivor, let's say, was taped in the can, and then they would release weekly episodes. And you could go online and bet on the winner. And so all of the contestants had to sign non-disclosure agreements and everybody right. involved. And as I mentioned before, with bets like this, there's a cap on it. So you couldn't work for the WWE, know that Brock Lesnar's going to win, and bet $1 million right. on Brock. Right. Like, you couldn't right. do it.
I think, retire on it.
I think like 1,000 might be the most. And if all of a sudden, I think especially an underdog, like let's say there's a, because they set odds on all these things, and let's say an underdog is going to win, and all of a sudden, a whole bunch of max bets pop up. Boom. That is a red flag and a half, and they can look into that. And if they trace it back to somebody who works there, they're screwed. So I think that's why you can bet on it, because everyone's like, well, it's scripted. I'm like, all right, well, who's going to win? Well, I don't know. Exactly. So bet on it. Like,
well, the difference, though, while it's scripted and there's a very limited number of people who know, okay, this is what we're going to do. John Cena's going to beat Bray Wyatt in that match. You know, in this case, there are people who actually know how it ended.
Right, no, but it's still like
it's limited. But
you know, just like these reality shows, like The Bachelor and things
it's the same
like
with
that.
The Oscars too. There's still people that
the Oscars.
People
good
who
point.
Know who yeah. wins, but they still let you bet on it.
That's a good point. The NBA for a while when Tim Donaghy was running.
You got to be
he
able
always
to,
knew.
You got to trust your employees, right? It's Mike my idea with the NFL yeah. draft. When they do it oh beforehand, you want
to
make
do
sure
the
they don't let
order.
It out there.
We're not bringing this
Andy
up two straight weeks.
Great idea.
I hate the idea so much.
You hate it, but most people love it.
And I almost. Just forgotten about that idea, too.
And Andy says by most people, he means the four people on Twitter that reached out to him.
No, he's a groundswell of
support. He's so quick to retweet the compliments, this guy.
So it's sort of, now, most of the matches were taped at the Performance Center in Florida. So it's not like back in the day when WrestleMania was at Caesar's Palace.
Right.
Because this year really is the geezers at Caesar's. I mean, you've got The Undertaker back. You've got 46-year-old Edge returning.
Hey, are you excited, though? Undertaker is in a match with AJ Styles in what is being called a Boneyard match.
I don't even know
Sounds
what that
like Shime Saturday night.
By the way, AJ awesome. Styles is 42.
Yeah, I know. Youngin. He's like, he's a young gun. I have no use for Goldberg, by the way.
Whoa.
No use. You're a simpleton,
I
Andy. I knew you would
Goldberg.
Like Goldberg.
His matches run like 5 minutes
That's
max.
True. He's 53 years old.
It's okay.
He doesn't need to be there. They're not creating
his music plays.
New
you don't get a little
stars.
Like, tingly.
No, the little don't get sparklers tingly. Going around
Speaking
his
of the
face.
Boneyard
yeah.
match.
But
Can
what
we
Dale?
A different
so
word than tingly, please.
It's the only word. He's a writer. That's all he's
right.
got.
So Dale, I'm trying to come to grips here. What's Goldberg doing?
Wrestling.
Who?
Braun Strowman.
Oh, like, did they switch that? So because he was supposed
yes.
to fight Roman Reigns.
So that is so Dale, there's no chance that Roman Reigns is a work and he makes a surprise appearance.
I don't think so.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? No one expects it.
No, I understand, but I mean, he really does have legit reasons for not being there. Many of them don't want to do it.
No, I know.
But in his case, he really could
give him a bonus.
Put his health in jeopardy.
Yeah, no.
I just think it would surprise a lot of people. They love to have surprises at WrestleMania.
What a swerve that would be.
He runs down with a mask on and like does a Superman punch on somebody and runs out.
It's just going to be awkward television.
Yes,
like, it's a no-win situation for some of these guys because they can put on the best match ever, but nobody's there to cheer for it. So they probably won't be able to because like so much of it, like. Basketball and hockey and baseball won't look as weird as this.
Right.
With
so are
no
they,
crowd.
Are they going to pump in any audio?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they have their theme songs and stuff.
No, but like, during the match? Because that one you showed me from the Super Bowl halftime.
Mankind and the Rock.
Was very weird and awkward really weird. And uncomfortable. So you could fix that with just pumping in some audio, right?
Just music.
Make it a little bit better. Or even crowd, like those old video games where just like randomly.
I asked Rich this question earlier, and maybe you can answer this, Andy, because when I've watched the shows, you know, the live shows in empty arenas, which they have to do now, and I understand that. Why do they have the guardrails up?
For appearances.
Well, because you can always slam some guy's head into the guardrail still.
Maybe if you're going to do that.
Right. If that's a big part of your repertoire, then you don't want to be like, hey, where are the guardrails? That's my main weapon.
What if somebody sneaks in out of the crowd? It's going to be harder to sneak in an empty arena.
Real hard, yeah.
Hey, there he's coming. He's way over there.
Don't look over here.
He's coming down the aisle.
Ignore me.
Let's get a couple of quick calls in, because anytime I can talk to Jim the Wrestling Goon, I have to jump on that opportunity. Hello, Jim.
What up, baby? How you doing, brother?
Hey, Jim.
What's going on?
Hey, you know, I can't imagine watching wrestling. I tried to watch this stuff with no audience, and it's a disaster.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to pull this one off. I mean, Vince is going to have to pull something out of his hat to make this watchable.
Are you watching it? Are you going to watch it this weekend?
What do you think? Of course I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. Nothing to watch.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Hey, what's that Fabergé egg? What's his name? Gronkowski going to do over there?
He's the host. So whatever the hell that
means.
He's
going to host.
That's what that means. Yeah.
Add him to a list of the guys who can't talk down there. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he seems ill-suited for the role, but
you never know.
They're counting on name value.
He looks like the Frankenstein monster when he gets in that ring. Keep him out of the ring before he gets hurt. You understand what I'm saying? And let the professional wrestlers do it. They got enough guys down there don't know what the hell they're doing. You're going to add him to the mix?
What do you think chances are he spikes something?
How many people
He'll give someone a spear. He will.
How many people do you think are going to watch because Gronk's in it? Does he get extra eyeballs on
it? No, I think there will be some in this time where there's just a lack of entertainment and all the kids are home and Patriots fans.
And they're like,
the first time sign up is free, so maybe they haven't even signed up before and they're just, it's free. I might as well do it. I'll cancel it at the end of the night. I'd also be interested to see how many people watch early on night one, and I don't know, do they ever give out ratings, but like...
They do. They're doing a pregame show, quote-unquote, both nights at 6 o'clock on FS1, and then the WrestleMania begins at 7 o'clock on the network. They don't have ratings for the network. They will have ratings for FS1.
Because my guess is they could get some early eyeballs to, like you said, train wreck, accident on the highway, rubbernecking.
Yeah.
I don't know that you might lose. You certainly might lose some from one night to the next, even though it's supposedly building towards the end and the main event and all that.
Derek is down in Florida. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Doing really good. I just recently got back into wrestling this year. I've gotten really interested in it. I actually got my wife into it, so it surprised me.
All right.
Wow. So I just had a couple questions. I've never seen WrestleMania. Yeah, I'll tell you that much. I never seen WrestleMania before, so I was wanting to know if there was. I'm having trouble trying to find the pay-per-view to watch it. I have the WWF on my phone. I didn't know if you knew exactly how to do that, and I'd also wanted to know the most look forward to match, because I'm all of a sudden a big Fiend fan, and I want to see him tear John Cena a new one.
All right, there you go. Well, yeah, I think if you have the WWE Network,
right,
you have access to all the stuff, and it'll just pop right up when it's going on, so you can watch all the matches. So that's as simple as that. $10 a month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
If I picked a match that I was looking forward to seeing, it might be Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler.
There you go. I don't hate that one. I like John Cena versus Bray Wyatt and Sami Zayn, Daniel Bryan. Probably be the best match.
I'll take Goldberg.
Of course you would.
Because it's going to be fun. It's going to be quick.
Oh, is he going to spear him?
Yep.
And then he's going to do the jackhammer?
I bet there's a jackhammer.
It's not going to be a long match. You're right there.
That's the beauty of it.
I bet he won't be able to do the jackhammer to Braun Strowman. Too big.
Probably
he's
going
to give his back out.
Remember
he's
going
to hurt himself.
He and Undertaker had that match.
Oh,
that
was
awful. That was some of the worst I've ever seen.
Quit bringing him back. He's done.
No, he's exciting. He's fun.
He's not tremendous. Yeah, 30 years ago.
Yeah, that music, the pyro hits, he's snorting the smoke, he's punching the sparks.
And here he is.
When he used to bang his head into the locker before he'd come out of the locker room.
I think I still have my Goldberg cut-off sleeves t-shirt.
Wear that.
Would have been nice
if
he'd worn that on Jersey Day.
I'm wearing that next week.
Wrestling gear next week.
Yeah, I should have worn it today.
Dale can wear his knockoff Stone Cold belt.
By the way,
that hurt, huh?
By the way, it's funny you should say that. Because I didn't know that it was not real until Stone Cold told me.
He did.
Yeah, no, he told me.
Very quickly.
Like, it's fake to me.
Stone Cold.
So I heard from Steve Cardillo, who said, give me a call. I'd like to discuss our belt situation.
Stone Cold belt.
Lou is up in Maine. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Good. How are you, my friend?
Good.
Doing great.
Hey, listen, TNT has been broadcasting AEW without any audience.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday nights.
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's tough.
Without audience. Really tough.
And and the for me, one of the biggest parts of WrestleMania, and Rich is exactly right, when you've got 80,000 people, they were going to have, what, 70,000 in Tampa
right.
if this had gone properly, is the reaction of the crowd and, right. you know, the pop that you get. Well, there's no pop.
Right. Well, just to really geek out, and this is speaking to just the wrestling fans, but there was a match, I think it was like 2011 maybe, Dale, when it was CM Punk versus John Cena.
Yeah.
CM Punk is from Chicago, and it was held at the United Center. And one of the commentators even made a comment like, the reaction that he got was like if the Bears got to play the Super Bowl in Chicago. Like, they were just that insane about it. And even if you think, oh, it's stupid, whatever. That many people were that into it. And they loved one guy, they hated another guy. To me, that made the match so much more entertaining. Like, the match itself, if you removed the crowd, to me, it'd probably be pretty forgettable. But then you put the crowd into it, and it was cool. It was like it was a cool moment. And so this year, you won't have that. And for some reason, they're like, you know what? Two nights. Like, well, why not just do the one night and be like, hey, we tried, weird circumstances. Why stretch it out and have every single person that you employ have a match?
And the other thing is, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and you know, all of a sudden the whole card is going on and things are happening, and then all of a sudden the glass breaks and Stone Cold Steve Austin's music hits.
Right.
And the roof comes off the place, or the Rock's music hits out of nowhere.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
None of
yeah,
those nothing. Will matter.
And yeah, even my little scenario. There's no surprises.
Like, if Roman Reigns, say it was all a work, and he, like,
there'd be no
impact.
Right.
There's no emotional impact to it. There's no energy.
At least, again, if you, and I wonder if the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball is looking at how this is going, and not just how many people are watching it, but are we going to get 2 weeks from now, find out that, you know, all the wrestlers are still healthy, they're all doing fine. Maybe other sports will look at it, but as far as, you know, the fan reaction, at least in the NHL, you know, David Pastrnak scores a goal, he's got 20 other guys cheering for him, he can go slap high fives and all that other nonsense. In the NBA, you have the bench that gets into it. Baseball, you have a whole dugout full of guys. Some of these one-on-one matches, that's just two dudes wrestling, and there's nothing. There's nothing going on. Like, there's no, like, I don't know. It's just going to be really weird. And so maybe because of that, maybe I will watch.
You're right that I think the other sports could watch for the sort of how it works, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But the flip side is also true. If in some worst-case scenario, there's like six wrestlers with the coronavirus in a week or 10 days,
even further.
That delays everything.
I think you're right.
Much further.
I think, like, the idea of the NBA playing in Las Vegas
scrapped.
You're like, well, these guys tried to do it. They're at their performance center, and they have even less people than if we had all the NBA playoff teams here. So, yeah, it's kind of uncharted territory, really.
617-779-7937. Joe's in Lowell. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, just to kind of piggyback off your conversation. We're going to find out who the real excellence of execution really is with these guys performing inside of an arena with zero fans. I mean, you got to be on your game because this has to look like a ballet out there.
Oh, it's a good point, Joe, which makes Goldberg even worse.
Oh, no.
Because all Goldberg can do is, like, snort and then do a spear and then have the crowd go crazy.
And
there's
then he
no
does
crowd.
The jackhammer and it's
just
over.
So phony. He tries too hard. He's just too phony.
Yeah. I will say
my
this.
My two favorite guys are in for a rude awakening, Goldberg and Gronk.
I think it's going to be rough.
Maybe he'll spear him. Maybe Gronk will spear Goldberg. Goldberg may never do anything.
That'd be nice.
And they've also got to be very careful because in empty arenas, you know, you hear everything. So it's, you go off the ropes and hit me high.
I mean, yeah, you got to cover that up. You got to hide that.
That's why I would pump in some crowd noise.
And Goldberg can't do, like, a lot of guys have long hair, so they can kind of, like, put the hair over their face and kind of talk and nobody can see him. And not for Goldberg.
I need
What if you wore
odds.
A wig? What if you wore a long-haired wig?
Goldberg with a wig.
What the hell is Goldberg doing? They're like, oh, he's talking.
I need odds on the duration of that match so
under.
That I can
I'll take
bet
the under.
Under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be able to find that.
I'm looking.
Are you digging?
Okay. I have odds for WrestleMania, okay, which we can address later.
Yes.
But I'm looking for a duration of that match because that is very exciting.
Now, will Undertaker still milk his entrance? Like, will he do a 10-minute entrance with
nobody
there?
Well, they can't have druids leading him down because there's too many people.
No druids. Unless they're droids. What if they were droids?
What if he goes back to the American Badass and comes down on the Harley again?
Well, when he did the promo the other day, he was in the American Badass gimmick.
Oh, this guy needs to stay home. Right, he needs to quarantine. Get Undertaker, come on.
There's a chance video game star Dr. Disrespect shows up too because him and Undertaker in a big feud.
This is true.
Video game star.
This is legit. Yeah, this guy who's got like millions of followers, Dale, and
he's like 6 foot eight too. He's huge.
He has this ongoing like YouTube feud with Undertaker. It's so bizarre. It's
Does Undertaker tremendous. Partake in the feud?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Undertaker was
up.
There.
He's shown up at this guy's like. Where does he record?
It's called the arena, and it's like a it's green screened arena. Yeah.
He like legit shows up, and like the WWE has like promoted it a little bit. It's really bizarre.
Did we just evolve into a dork podcast?
Yes.
Like very quickly.
We're rolling on
while
this, right?
We'll upload it right after the show.
Yeah, good.
I have convinced myself that Rob Gronkowski will be involved in Goldberg. It makes too much sense, right?
He will not be.
That he's going to be involved with that match.
Well, no, he's not going to be really involved, I don't think, in anything.
He has to be.
He's going
to
say,
you think they really brought him in to just speak? Really?
Yeah.
Is that really what he's best at?
Well, he's going to spear somebody. Yes. But it won't be Goldberg.
He needs to, like,
train, that's gimmick
though.
Infringement.
So the last time he appeared in WrestleMania was during one of those Battle Royals, which they are not doing this year because that is against every law right now. You can't get 30 dudes in a ring.
Even the governor of Georgia says, no, you can't do that.
He hates it.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. At 12:12 today, get what we did there, we'll give you the opportunity to perhaps win an autographed Tom Brady football jersey. We will have a sounder that we will play.
Let's go!
That right there, and we'll give you the code word that you will enter. So hopefully you'll win. And at 12:30 today, we've got our draft of the all-time best skill position players for Tom Brady. The three of us will draft our set of skill position players, and we'll let our audience on Twitter vote on who's got the best team. So that's coming up at 12:30. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.